over here at Tell Us. Our lovely Kyle Williams from California will be back with us soon. And as you know, John McEwen will be bringing Malcolm McDowell this week. And tonight we're talking to Noland Chambliss. He represents change.org. And we're talking about the power of online petitions. They have been amazing as of late, particularly one that came through today. I believe it was issued by a mother whose kids had died in a rental car, and the rental company, Enterprise, chose not to recall the cars. Noland, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to syndicatednews.net.
Thanks so much for having me.
Please tell me how change.org is changing law, practice, standards. I've seen it happen for the last year and a half. I've seen all sorts of companies turn tail, change policy, apologize to people, reimburse, all sorts of wonderful things. I mean, I've seen ideas walk off the congressional floor simply because change.org was enacted. Talk to me about that.
Change.org is an open platform online where anyone, anywhere can start and win a campaign on any topic that's important to them. So you could think of us like the YouTube of online petitions. Anyone, anywhere can go to change.org and start their own petition on any topic that is important to them. We are empowering our users and members to seek whatever change they are focused on in their communities.
Now, I noticed that yesterday's campaign started yesterday, and today we have 100,000-plus petition signatures. Is that correct for Enterprise?
That's right. The Enterprise petition has proven explosively popular. The mother, Callie Hawk, who you mentioned earlier, launched the petition on Tuesday, and since then, we've had over 130,000 signatures on this campaign. It's grown incredibly quickly and has proven to be incredibly resonant.
And this is from Tuesday to Thursday. I can imagine what's going to happen with this campaign within a week or so.
That's right. In fact, today we had some news. Can I give you some background on the campaign?
Please do.
The Enterprise Rent-A-Car Company is the largest rental company in the United States, and they have been opposing a piece of legislation that's in the United States Congress. So there is a piece of legislation right now that would mandate that all rental car companies take cars off of the lot that are under recall, which means oftentimes, a car company will recall an entire line of its vehicles because they've discovered a safety issue. And what many rental car companies have been doing for the past several years is taking cars that are under recall and renting them to consumers anyway, despite the safety risk. And Callie Hawk had two daughters, one of whom was 20, one of whom was 24, who rented a car from Enterprise Rental Car several years ago, and the car was under recall. They had known for a month that the car was not safe to drive. They had received notification from the car manufacturer, and they were renting it anyway. And the car experienced a manufacturing defect that caused them to get into a wreck, and unfortunately, they died. So Callie was in litigation with the company over this for several years, and eventually they admitted 100% wrongdoing and settled with her out of court. But recently, Callie learned that there was a piece of legislation in the United States Senate that was going to make it illegal for companies like Enterprise Rent-A-Car to rent out cars to consumers that are under recall in the way that the car that her daughter drove was. Enterprise Rent-A-Car was, up until this week, opposing that legislation directly. As of today, we've learned that Enterprise Rent-A-Car, in response to the overwhelming support for Callie's petition, has said that they now support legislation to regulate whether or not rental car companies should be allowed to rent cars that are under recall. So that's a breaking development in the last several hours.
That's why it was so important to do this interview this evening. I didn't want to wait till this was old news. This is still news in the making. It's still developing. And let's talk about other campaigns that I've seen cross your desk. Tell us about some of your late victories with change.org.
Well, I believe you're familiar with our victory with Molly Catchpole's on the Bank of America petition.
Absolutely, because a few years previous to that, I had gotten a call asking me about that, and I sent the young lady, and I believe her name was Molly, to change.org, and I never heard from her again and never spoke to her again. And sure enough, years later, this occurs. She gets such an overwhelming response that Bank of America changed their position, and we interviewed Bank of America. In fact, you can find my interview at CNN iReports on YouTube and on Syndicated News and Blog Talk Radio. Of course, we were very fair, and we allowed them to state their position, but we were very impressed that Change.org made such an impact on an industry.
One thing that we like to say here at Change.org is we are not the ones actually making the impact on these large industries. We are providing the tools and the platform for folks like Molly Catchpole and Callie Hawk to make the impact and make the change themselves. So we're providing the platform and the tools for anyone anywhere to start and win their own campaigns. But it was Molly Catchpole that was the one that ultimately had Bank of America reversing their decision about the $5 fee. That's a distinction that's important to us.
That's extremely important, because there are a few issues that are crossing my desk, and they also happen to be automobile related, and I want to make sure that I have all the facts. Now, what other campaigns have been successful at change.org?
Well, we've had many more successful campaigns than I could possibly mention right now. If you go to change.org, you'll see a victories button that you can click on to browse through some of the many winning campaigns that have been launched recently. We're growing very rapidly right now. We have over 1 million new members each month, and we have over 10,000 new campaigns launched every month. Many of the campaigns that result in victory, we don't even ever know about. It's impossible for us to be in touch with the petition authors of every single one of these tens of thousands of new campaigns that are being launched every month.
Well, let's see here. There is President Obama signing the executive order adding LGBT workplace protections to millions of American jobs. Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Did they win this already? The Enterprise case? Oh, it's still up there. I see. It's still working.
Right now, Cali is actually, in response to Enterprise's statement today saying that they would support legislation, Cali is asking them to agree to support the specific legislation that's currently in the United States Senate, which is a very important distinction. Enterprise Rent-A-Car released a statement today saying that they support legislation in the abstract, but what Cali is waiting for, and hundreds of thousands of signers are also waiting for, is to hear Enterprise Rent-A-Car say that they support the specific legislation proposed by Senator Schumer and Senator Boxer that's currently being considered. Another note that may be of interest to your listeners, Hertz Rent-A-Car, which is one of Enterprise Rent-A-Car's largest competitors, has agreed to support this specific piece of legislation. It was a historic agreement, and we are waiting to hear whether or not Enterprise Rent-A-Car will be supporting this legislation as well. So that's what Callie Hawk is waiting for right now, and that's what we're eager to get a response from Enterprise on.
This is just wonderful, and I can't thank you enough for calling me. I know that our Asian listeners in Kuala Lumpur will be very happy to hear from you. Everybody's been waiting to know how this is going to work out, because there are some topics that people around the world want to get either attention to, bring attention to, or get support. And this is a wonderful, inexpensive, this is completely free, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
This is fantastic, and I can't thank you enough. And we'll make sure that we link syndicatednews.net to change.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
great
so much, Nolan.
This is Nolan Chambliss with change.org, and I'm at syndicatednews.net.